Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.
Sadly, you've lost a loved one. You're experiencing complicated grief and don't know what to do. You feel you're losing your mind, or you're experiencing a dark night of the soul due to some painful life challenges and can't seem to see the light at the end of the tunnel. Perhaps you're struggling in your marriage or relationship and feel like throwing in the towel. Maybe you're a student and struggling with your self-esteem and suffer from test anxiety. Or you're a business person hitting the glass ceiling and struggling in your business and need a breakthrough. Or maybe you simply need to retreat and hear yourself think so you may recharge and refocus. Whatever the challenges you face, Victorious Living has developed a solution for you. Call Victorious Living at 1-721-524-8731, 1-721-522-2084, or 1-888-VICTORY. That's 1-888-388-4286. Or visit us at victoriouslivingfoundation.com and transform your life today.
And for you to listen to a new episode of Love and Inspiration, you can download Bashani Radio app and listen to Love and Inspiration to your heart's content. So with me today on the show, as I mentioned, leading up to October 27th to the 31st, the Powerful Lifestyle Medicine Summit that is going to be taking place online, and that is brought to you by the Lifestyle Prescription University, Mr. Dr. Johannes Wisselinger, who's the founder. I'm going to be speaking today on the show, who are going to be three speakers at this powerful event. And I'm going to be speaking to Dr. Nicole Erneme Francis-Cotton, who is the visionary and founder of Victorious Living Foundation. She's a master therapist. I'm going to be also joined by the Honorable Priest Kalash Leons out of St. Lucia and by Dr. Arlene Rose out of Jamaica. Now, just to give you an idea what this whole Lifestyle Medicine Summit is all about, because you might be saying, but why are you so super excited about this, Roy Cotton Jr.? Well, this is a reality, and that is at least 1 billion people worldwide suffer from chronic disease without knowing that there are evidence-based solutions. And now when you come to the Lifestyle Medicine Summit, this is where lifestyle medicine is a scientific approach to preventing and treating chronic illness by utilizing comprehensive lifestyle interventions such as nutrition, physical activity, stress reduction, and social support. Now, of course, the three specialists that you're going to hear from today are in the lines of what this is all about. And giving you a clear idea, the Lifestyle Medicine Summit is the largest global gathering of healthcare professionals. And just like you as health lovers, really passionate about keeping your health well, passionate about prevention, lifestyle medicine, and health coaching, this is what you're going to hear on that powerful summit. And the goal with the summit is to raise awareness and inspire healthcare providers to add healthy living strategies into their practice, something that is being done already in the US, UK, Germany, and many other countries. The summit is a nonprofit charity event with funds being raised to support leadership in lifestyle medicine in underserved countries through scholarships. So with great pleasure, I would like to introduce to you Dr. Nicole Erneme Francis-Cotton, who is a marriage and family therapist for 21 years, certified holistic health coach and lifestyle prescription medicine health coach, who specializes in helping clients to alleviate emotional and physical pain, as well as overcome traumas, depression, phobias, and other challenging dilemmas. And I've got from the beautiful island of St. Lucia, the Honorable Priest Kalash Leons. He's the visionary of Mount Kailash Rejuvenation Center in St. Lucia. His work have taken him throughout the Caribbean region, where he has provided healthcare to all members of society, including a prime minister. He has also done many projects with numerous education and health institutions in the United Kingdom, especially Hackney Community College, which led to presidential invite to Sierra Leone, requesting his work there. And we've got Dr. Arlene Rose. She is a wife, mother of three, a graduate of the University of West Indies, where she received her first degree in medicine. She went on to University of Wales College of Medicine, where she achieved her master's with a distinction in dermatology, doing her thesis in the field of molecular biology. After overcoming a challenging health issue, she went on to do continuous study in the field of regenerative medicine over the past 10 years. And is the author of two books. She owns and operates Dermocare Skin and Body Center in Kingston, Jamaica. She's a motivational speaker and has been featured on the three major television and radio stations in Jamaica. Her motto for life is, only by seeking shall you find. Good afternoon to you, my wonderful guest. Good afternoon to you, Dr. Nicole Ernemay Francis Cotton. How are you doing?
Good afternoon. I'm doing fantabulous, and I hope you are too. I know you got some tongue twisters, but the tongue will be unraveled soon.
Oh, man.
And you're
Tell
doing
me
great.
About it. Absolutely. Good afternoon to you, Dr. Arlene Rose from out of Jamaica. How are you doing?
I'm wonderful. I'm really happy to be here.
Fantastic. And the Honorable Priest Kalash out of St. Lucia. Good afternoon to you, sir. Welcome.
Yes, blessed love, Honorable. Give thanks.
Fantastic. It's a pleasure to have you all on the show today. Now, I just want to start off with you, Dr. Nicole Ernemay Francis Cotton, here in the studio with me. Just briefly, I mentioned earlier that you are a marriage and family therapist, certified holistic health coach and lifestyle prescription medicine coach. So tell us a little bit about what you do here on St. Martin with Victoria Slim Foundation, and we'll go over to our guests.
Empowering, enlightening, and transforming people's lives and reconciling them to God and to each other. And so as a therapist, I do not just look at therapy as, you know, a linear process, but circular and looking at a holistic perspective. So somebody may be having depression, but what are the other issues that are surrounding that? Are you going through grief? Do you have a relationship that is being, you know, impacting your life? Those types of things. So we look at a holistic perspective in helping the entire person. And that means we work with families, we work with couples, we work with individuals, organizations, as well as community development. And we've been doing this since 2002, when the vision came for Victorious Living, after seeing so many young people who were just drifting and needing mentorship. And that was really the drive to have started Victorious Living Foundation. And we've been going ever since.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you sharing with us. That gives our listening audience a clear picture on how you started Victorious Living Foundation and what you do here on St. Martin and, of course, to the region. Dr. Arlene Rose in Jamaica, can you share with us a little bit about what you do there on Jamaica? I mentioned that you are, of course, the founder of Dermocare Skin and Body Center in Kingston. Can you share with us a little bit so we get an idea of what you do there on Jamaica?
Okay, I do three things, actually. But I started out as a doctor and a general doctor. And what I realized was that, you know, we were prescribing large amounts of medication. And, you know, doing that just didn't feel quite like I was sure that I was helping the patient. And so I began to look for more natural approaches. I also realized I had to find something else to do in medicine that could give me a feeling in which I was really helping the patient, something in which I didn't need to have to prescribe as many medications. And so I went into dermatology. And once doing dermatology for a while, I went into cosmetic surgery because I'm an artist by nature, and it felt more artistic. In doing that, what happened was that patients started to come to ask me, you know, can I get rid of this weight? Can I, you know, this extra few pounds around the tummy and so on? And so I started a quest to find ways to do that were safe. Now, some of the equipment that I found helped the body to naturally improve its metabolism and naturally, you know, lose weight without getting loose, unhealthy appearance, to naturally rejuvenate the skin and meet the needs of my patients. But as I went on to different countries, mainly in Europe, they taught me that some of these machines could also repair the body from health issues, And I started doing that and realized there was a lot of joy in treating patients' health issues using methods that help the body to repair and restore the way it should be functioning normally. So that became a love of mine, and we're able to treat things now that we learned could never be treated, during my studies at medical school. Then I had a health issue of my own, which really should not have gone on its own based on what I had learned. And using some of the techniques I'd learned and just digging really deep. I mean, nothing humbles you and brings you to the truth faster than when you're going through a thing, you know? And so I had to dig deep and find the root causes of the illness. And they were surprising, shocking, you know? But once they were dealt with, sickness falls away very rapidly. And I'm going to be sharing a little bit about that in the talk, a little bit about that, what I learned in the my portion of the Victorious Living, the Lifestyle Summit. So I'm looking forward.
Thank you so much for that, Dr. Rose. I do appreciate that. And Honorable Priest Kalash on St. Lucia, can you share with us a little bit about what you do over in St. Lucia? And it's a pleasure to have you back on the show. And I know on St. Martin, many persons know of you when you come to visit St. Martin. But for those of the listeners who may not know you, you may proceed, Honorable Priest Kalash.
Yes, give thanks, beloved. Give thanks for having me. Blessed love to your lovely wife. You know, give thanks, Honorable Sister, and give thanks also, blessings to the Rose. I'm definitely in St. Lucia. The word that was actually twisting your tongue is the word revolutionizing, you know, to revolt, to change. You know, so we say revolutionizing the healthcare system, meaning that fundamentally, you know, changing the whole concept or the perception of what wellness really supposed to be. And that includes basically having a new kind of a paradigm shift towards a change in the location of where people are supposed to be at when they are not well. You know, so our work actually took us to the creation of what we refer to as the Mount Kailash Rejuvenation Center, which is a space whereby we welcome people to actually come into that space, and the space with fresh air and green trees and birds and butterflies and insects and all different types of living things and fresh flowing water, fresh air and green. And, you know, so all the components, I would say all the ingredients, as they would say, to actually help one to actually heal themselves, because it's not like you're really teaching the physical structure anything. You are just bringing out that good out of that person. So as long as you are in this correct environment, this definitely could actually help you naturally rejuvenate your physical structure. So the work we're doing in St. Lucia specifically is just as we've done all around the world, is basically educating people about themselves, how the physical structure actually functions, and getting to the root of whatever the conditions are, as we'll be focusing on what we call lifestyle diseases. And I mean, if we just analyze it on the surface, lifestyle disease, I mean, it's a disease that is acquired because of our particular lifestyles. And how is it that we could actually revolutionize the same lifestyles, the lifestyles that actually lead to non-communicable chronic illnesses? So our work, one of the key aspects of our work is fundamentally education, you know, giving people the tools that they need to actually work towards bringing out the wellness that is innately in them. Give thanks.
I appreciate that, Honorable Priest Kalash, for what I really do appreciate what you shared a while ago. You said some key things, and just before I go into the key things, I just want to say the way how you described what you do and where you're located made me think a while ago about, you know what, I'm going to leave the program and I'm going to get on the next flight and I'm going to get down there and take my lovely wife with me and just be in the nature and just rejuvenate, as you stated. I mean, you just sold that so perfectly. But just, you know, getting back to the main thing, you said some key points a while ago, Honorable Priest Kalash. You stated about mindset, and you talked about, you know, lifestyle. And for the fact that you yourself, you know, is actually, you are a medical doctor, as Dr. Rose is. But at the end of the day, it sounds to me as if you know, you're not just immediately saying, okay, well, let's just fill you up with prescribed drugs, but you're talking about nature, you're talking about lifestyle. That's very interesting. And why I want to home into that is because it's so very important for us today to take ownership of our health. And if we go to the doctor, to really have that conversation about what else is there that you can prescribe to me. And I just want to direct this over to Dr. Nicole Ernemay Francis Cotton, who practices lifestyle medicine, so that persons can get an idea of what, you know, Dr. Rose is talking about as a medical doctor, and the Honorable Priest Kalash. What do you do in your practice as we build onto this conversation leading up to the summit?
Yes, indeed. Over 70% of deaths worldwide are related to non-communicable diseases, and they devastate individuals, families, communities, and countries, you know, worldwide. So one of the things that, and the reasons why I prescribed to the Lifestyle Medicine University and actually completed that training is because I recognized that there were persons coming to me as well where there were root causes, and it's all about discovering what is the root cause of the dis-ease that the persons are experiencing. So for example, we have an organ, mind, brain chart that I would look at. And let's say someone were to come in with let me just use visual, you know, having problems with their eyes. Okay. So asking some key questions, we would then try to figure out, okay, what's going on for them. And then they will tune into their eyes, and, you know, our bodies speak to us. And I remember when I learned that myself the first time and I tuned into my own body and I listened, it was amazing to hear your body actually speaks to you. So when we are looking at this, we see visual self-devaluation that would come up. A person may be going through, you know, not wanting to see what they're looking like in the mirror or how they're feeling about themselves. And that could be a reflection of the eyes going, you know, having problems with their eyesight. Another example, someone may be having issues with their arms. And asking another key question, is it that you're having problems holding on? You know, is there something that is trying to, that you're trying to defend against, or you feel attacked? And those are some of the ways that we would, you know, would help persons to go to the root and ask particular questions that will help to give us a closer or better understanding of what the root cause may be to that particular issue.
That's really powerful, as you explained that, Dr. Francis Cotton, about the lifestyle medicine health coaching that you do, the way how you approach it. I'm just wondering if Dr. Rose, as a medical doctor there in Jamaica, do you sort of do about the same thing? Or is it when someone comes to you and they say, well, these are the symptoms, you are able to say, okay, well, I think that we need to prescribe this for you? Or do you do something like that by really looking at having a conversation with your patient and discovering what could be the root cause so that you're able to prescribe them a lifestyle prescription instead of medication, seeing the fact you are a medical doctor? Share with us, please.
Okay. I must admit that when we train at medical school, we are taught to be somewhat robotic in our approach and not really finding out too much about their lifestyles. However, over the past 20 years, this now for me has become the most intriguing, the best part of medicine, is to find out what the root cause of it is. And it's usually coming from an emotion. It's usually coming from the mind. It's, for instance, I'll just give you one example, because nowadays this is what we go for first before we do anything. And sometimes we don't actually have to treat. So for instance, there was a middle-aged lady who came into my office once. She was diabetic, hypertensive, and she walked with a stick. Now, Before we even got to treating her, I had a conversation with her in which I realized that she had been to many doctors before and, you know, some of the best specialists, and nothing was working. And so when I spoke with her, I realized that she was angry with her ex-husband, very angry, so much so that she had lost her way in terms of why she was here in this world, what she was here to do. And so I made it very clear to her that she would have to put that issue to bed, to let him go, to bless him, to get to that place, because that was what was standing in between her and her wellness. And so when she actually had a lot to chew on when she left, we did do some treatments, but her results far exceeded what we would have expected from what we did, because at the end of a month, she was no longer diabetic, no longer hypertensive, and the stick was parked. She no longer walked with a stick. And so, you know, just there is, I'm so happy to hear what Nicole Cotton had said, because, and also what Priest Kalash had said, because we have to get back to the basics. Adam was placed in a garden. I mean, whether you think about Adam or you think about, a caveman type of existence, both are in a garden. They're both with nature. They're naked, so they're exposed fully to the sunlight. They swim in the water. They talk among themselves. He had fellowship with his wife, Eve. They had peace of mind. They ate food that was from nature, not processed, not adulterated in any way. And we really do have to get back to that in order to have true health. So that's my perspective.
That's really powerful. I appreciate you just adding on to that on what Dr. Nicole Unamae Francis Cotton stated here and what she practices here on St. Martin at Victoria Slim Foundation in terms of lifestyle, prescription medicine, coaching. Honorable Priest Kalash over in St. Lucia. Now, you heard what Dr. Rose stated a while ago about nature. Tell us a little bit about over in your practice there in St. Lucia when you do get clients that come to you. What can they be coming presenting with, and how do you go about that with the setting that you're in rather than prescribing medication? Talk to us there, Honorable Priest Kalash.
Well, yes, give thanks, Honorable, and give thanks for life again and the mighty life giver. In my introduction, I wasn't really trying to sell Mon Kalash Rejuvenation Center, you know, because that is one of the foundation things that we don't do at all. We don't attempt to sell medicine to people or convince them. You know, our modality of healing is one that begins with that individual feeling that obligation to self to actually stretch forth their hands or take a step towards their own healing process. That's why we don't even do like second hands when people actually come to recommend and say, well, my daddy is very sick and I really want to take care of him. You know, daddy himself would need to have that fundamental desire to actually get well, because even as a conduit of healing, because we are just conduits of healing, it's not like as if it's anything that you do per se. It's just that you are conduit being utilized, you know, by the creator to actually perform whatever function that you are performing. And at the end of the day, there is also that protection of that conduit. You know, so at a point in time in our, and I don't call what I do a practice, I more call it a craft. In our craft, initially, you know, what we used to have a lot of people who actually used to come in with third stage cancer, literally decomposing breasts, and people with prostate cancer, with catheter over how many years, or people would come in blind, and you know. So, and as your beloved wife said, that with the eyes, the blindness, we literally had a sister who came to us like blind, like literally blind. And her blindness was because that she was not seeing any kind of good in front of her. She was not being gracious. She was not demonstrating gratitude and even acknowledging the goodness that was actually given to her. So her blindness, a physical blindness, as within our realms, how we look at the physical structure and healing, we analyze the entirety of the man, which is not just the physical man. We look at every aspect of the man, and through our craft, we say that the man has his goddess or god nature, and plus his astral nature, you know, his spiritual nature, you know, his emotional self, his soul self, his effer, his vibrational self. His physical self is just that, as the lowest level of vibration, whereby you would actually see a symptom, or you'd see the person suffering, or the person would be exhibiting a particular type of symptom that might say, oh yeah, they're diabetic or they're hypertensive, but this person has been in a disease state for a long time, to the extent that it has gone through all these different stages to the point whereby it is physically manifested. So definitely in St. Lucia, we now look more towards what we would call prophylactic medicine. You know, so yes, we would still take care of people who have diabetes or impotence or infertility. Fertility is something that we do a lot when it comes to assisting people to actually have children. And as both doctors said prior, you know, one of the key things the key reasons that people are what happens is that subconsciously, because of one's personal traumas, because most women have fibroids, polycystic ovarian syndrome, diabetes, you know, all these things, there are breast cancer, you know, uterine cancer, all these things, there are estrogen dominant conditions. So when you find that people have chronic diseases and they have experienced trauma, you know, deep trauma, even from 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 going up, you'd find out that these women, 80% of my clients, if I've seen 1,800 of them with fibroids or breast cancer or polycystic ovarian syndrome, who would have gone through a certain extent of emotional trauma that they've not gotten over. So infertility, right? Most women who might say that they want to have a child, they don't want to have a child deep down inside because of their trauma that they've not resolved. And because subconsciously they have programmed themselves not to have a child because they don't want their child to go through exactly that, what they have gone through. So a simple healing word would be this, would just tell them simply, you know, even before prescribing any medicine, that if it is that you're applying for a job and then one has 5 years experience and another one has no experience at all, which one would actually get the job? Is the one with the experience, of course. So thus, knowing that we have experienced certain amounts of trauma or certain types of abuse, it does not put us in a lesser place to actually deal with it or to be able to raise up a child or bring up a child or to deal with it or assist people that have gone through a trauma, but in a greater space because we have experienced it. Because as life is basically a university and it's a learning lesson. So we more focus primarily now on prophylactic medicine. How is it that we could actually show someone a lifestyle that they could live to prevent, you know, getting sick, to prevent actually getting to the point whereby they have to cut off their breast or amputate their leg or whatever, you know, whatever other type of conditions. And also what we do, we produce our own tinctures, we have a wide range of herbal medicines. You know, that we actually create, you know, we combine, you know, because normally what we've learned is that your healing is normally right in your backyard growing, you know. So we must get acquainted back to the ancient knowledge our grandmothers have actually given us of herbs. That's why I don't refer to myself as a medical doctor. I'm a herbal physician. You know, I utilize herbs, you know, education. I utilize knowledge. You know, and also I utilize the higher realms, right, to actually help people to get to the best possible version of themselves. Give thanks.
Give thanks. Yes, Honorable. Thank you for sharing that with us. I'm so super excited, ladies and gentlemen, as we are approaching October 27th to the 31st for the Grand Lifestyle Medicine Summit that is going to be live online. And if you do want to register from now, you can go onto my Facebook, if you have Facebook, and go onto my page and you will see the link there to register for the Lifestyle Summit, which is going to be taking place on the 27th to the 31st. And of course, if you don't have Facebook, you could go on to victoriouslivingfoundation.com and go onto the help page and register there. You're listening to a live broadcast here with Roy Cotton Jr., Love and Inspiration, broadcasting live from out of beautiful St. Martin in the Caribbean. I'm speaking with Dr. Nicole Erneme Francis Cotton, who is a marriage and family therapist from Victoria Slim Foundation. She's a therapist over 21 years now, certified holistic health coach and lifestyle prescription medicine health coach, who specializes in helping clients to alleviate emotional and physical pain as overcome traumas, depression, phobias, and other challenging dilemmas. I also got Dr. Rose, Arlene Rose, with me here, and she is live from out of Jamaica, and she is, of course, a medical doctor and dermatologist, and she is the owner and operates Dermacare Skin and Body Center in Kingston. And you're also listening to the Honorable Priest Kailash Lyons out of St. Lucia, who is the visionary of Mount Kailash Rejuvenation Center. And you know why I'm so super excited? Because they are talking about how you out there can actually take charge of your health. And that's why you need to be at the summit. And these wonderful speakers that you're hearing right now, they're going to be speaking on the Caribbean stage on October 31st. That's the last Sunday of October, October 31st, from 2:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can join up until 5. And just to give you an eye there, of course, because that stage is, of course, brought to you by Victoria Slim Foundation, that is part of the Lifestyle Medicine Summit, Lifestyle Prescription University. And on that Sunday, you're going to be hearing from a discussion, actually, starting off with myself and Dr. Nicole Erneme Francis Cotton, on focusing on making the Caribbean the health destination of the world. Doesn't that sound powerful, wherever you are listening to that? Making the Caribbean the health destination of the world. I'm just getting all kind of goosebumps when I talk about it that way. And we're going to hear from Dr. Emiko Bird Lake, who's a cardiologist at the St. Martin Medical Center, medical advisor, Heart and Stroke Foundation, and she's going to be focusing on living a heart-healthy lifestyle. You heard her last Sunday on the show, and I'm sure you're super excited. You're like, yes, I got to listen to that rebroadcast tonight on voiceofthecaribbean.net at 8 p.m., and she's going to be speaking about that. And then we heard this wonderful lady, who is a counseling psychologist, certified life coach, Billy Sterling Lewis, who's going to be talking about addressing negative rumination about mental health stigma, discrimination, and shame. And she's going to be speaking on the 31st also. And you're going to hear from Dr. Arlene Rose, who's with us now on the show, medical doctor, dermatologist, author, motivational speaker in Jamaica. And she's going to focus on the untold secrets of the human body. Now, whoa. We're going to hear a little bit about that briefly, Untold Secrets of the Human Body. And then we've got the Honorable Priest Kailash Lyons, who is going to be focusing on natural immunity. Now, Dr. Nicole Erneme Francis Cotton, the Honorable spoke a while ago about traumas, you know, about persons who may want to have children, etc. And I know on Friday, October 29th at 12 p.m. Eastern Standard, you're going to be speaking about healing family. An individual trauma heals communities. Can you just give us a sneak preview? Don't give it all away, because we want people to go on Friday, October 29th at 12 p.m. by registering now so they can hear you speak on that Friday. But this is so interesting. Healing family and individual trauma heals communities. And then we're going to hear a little bit from Dr. Rose on what she's going to share on the 31st of October and Honorable Priest Kailash. Go ahead, Dr. Erneme. We're listening.
Yes, indeed. If we are to be honest and alert, we can all acknowledge that the entire planet is going through trauma to one degree or another. And if we look at COVID and we see all that is taking place with our government systems, with families, with business, the entire system is really being traumatized at this current moment. And over the past several years in doing therapy, I have also recognized that there are many persons who come to me, and when we go deeper into the issues that they are facing, whether it's physical or emotional, it all boils down to trauma. And I like to use the definition that Gabor Maté uses for trauma. He says, trauma is a psychic wound that hardens you psychologically and then interferes with your ability to grow and develop. If we look at what's happening with young people, if we look at what's happening, you know, in so many different facets of our society, we recognize that our children, our teenagers, are inheriting the pain of their parents. And it's playing out in some very challenging ways in many of their lives. And it says, it pains you, and now you're acting out of pain. And we see the addictions that people have. Many of them point to the fact that they have not healed emotionally. I'll give you an example of one person that came to see me and initially did not come because of addiction, but came because of a situation with his relationship. He and his wife, you know, they were separated and was even suicidal. And throughout the therapy session, when going to the root cause and addressing it, we came to find out that he had lots of childhood trauma that he had never dealt with. And after we dealt with that, the addiction left. And we were not treating addiction, but we dealt with the trauma, and then that healed the addiction. So trauma is not what happens to you, it's what happens inside you as a result of what happened to you. And so we're going to be addressing all of that on the 29th. I'll have about a 20-minute presentation, and there will be an opportunity for people to ask questions as well.
That's powerful, Dr. Erna Mae Francis Cotton. Thank you for sharing. So very timely. And that's the 29th of October that you can register right now. You'll be able to hear her speak on the 29th of October at 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And as we're listening here live on the show to Dr. Arlene Rose in Jamaica, Dr. Rose, I know at the end of the day, you see clients, patients, as we've heard before, with various types of symptoms. And I'm pretty sure trauma is part of that. So I'm sure there's ways on how persons could really heal from such. And you're going to be sharing about untold secrets of the human body. I'm very curious. That is such a powerful topic, untold secrets of the human body. Can you give us a little sneak preview and make us really, really hungry for being there on Sunday, October 31st, to hear you speak on the Caribbean stage? Please speak with us there on that, Dr. Rose. And then I'll be speaking to the Honorable next.
Okay. There have been several talks on what to eat, you know, that we should drink lots of water and all the usual lifestyle changes that are good for the body. But I had an experience once when I was in Wales studying. We were on a ward which was full of patients with cancer. And I decided to take the opportunity, since I was a doctor already at the time, to just pick up a clipboard and just walk to each bed and, you know, ask the patients how they were doing, and then just interview them and ask them if there was anything, what was happening in their lives just prior to the diagnosis of cancer. And so as they would speak, they were so happy that a doctor actually was giving them a listening ear. They thought I worked there. But anyways, so I jotted down all of the comments that they made and all of the stories that they had to share. And at the end of it, when I looked over my notes, it was pages and pages of pain, trauma, hurt, disappointment, rejection, abandonment, shame, guilt. It was just page after page of emotional wounding. And sometimes it wasn't a big deal, that it wouldn't look like a big deal to most persons. But, you know, say one person's dog died, but the dog was like a child to that person. And so it's a person's perspective on what was happening to them that really caused a wound in their soul, if you will, which caused the body to respond with illness. And that was the beginning of it just opened everything up for me, because I realized that by prescribing medication, we were going about this all wrong. And since that time, many persons that, you know, you can just speak with them and bring truth to the situation and help them to reconnect with the higher self, or with the part of them that they're here on this planet to be fulfilling, the things they're here to be doing. Connect them with peace, hope, joy, love, and their purpose, you know, and people just become well.
it, you know, and I realized that that had an, even a greater impact than food, than water. I mean, of course, we can't live without water, but it just has a significant role in a person's health, and a person can heal from correcting that, even just that alone. And so that's just the most fascinating part of health for me. And I will be expounding and sharing stories that, you know, will shock people. I'll share information that has been suppressed by the medical community, even information that people have had several assassination attempts to try to, you know, in trying to bring the information forward, and it just was suppressed, you know, but it's still there. And health does not have to be that hard. It's not hard. It's pretty easy, but we just have to know, you know, we just have to know the facts. And so I'll be sharing some of those.
Powerful, Dr. Arlene Rose. I can't wait, as a good friend would say, to hear you speak on October 31st on the Caribbean stage of the Lifestyle Medicine Summit, as you will share more on the topic, Untold Secrets of the Human Body. Honorable Priest Kalash over in St. Lucia, you are going to be looking at natural immunity. Can you share with us a little bit about what can we expect on the 31st of October when you do your talk live from out of St. Lucia at the Lifestyle Medicine Summit?
Give thanks, Honorable. Give thanks for all the speakers before also. And definitely we give thanks for life once more. Definitely, what we're looking at is true, you know, that we are in the time of COVID, you know, and then also we are in a time whereby you have a lot of governments, you know, coming forward with what we call mandatory vaccination policies. And within all that, that scientists and all the study of the sciences and people have seem like with the coronavirus, SARS-CoV-2 virus, there have been some kind of, I would say, level of forgetfulness that we have, the scientific community, well, a great majority of them, or 60% of them have actually forgotten about the whole realms of natural immunity. You know, and basically, it is very important that as a people that we understand that when the Creator actually created us, you know, He created us complete. It's not like as if we were actually missing some other type of thing. Yes, through knowledge and through intelligence and through upliftment, you know, you could actually create an environment that is for the betterment of your own self. But if what we're going to be looking at when it comes to natural immunity, as was revealed in a previous study that was just done there in Israel with over 2.5 million participants, you know, when 16,000, over 16,000, approximately 17,000 of them were actually compared, that is 16,000 of people who had actually gotten the SARS-CoV-2 virus and then they got COVID-19. And then another almost 17,000 of those who were completely vaccinated and got the, and how easy or difficult it was to get a breakthrough infection. And also there were people who had received one dose of the vaccine and then also were infected naturally with the virus. So what natural immunity showed was that out of the almost 300 cases of people who actually got breakthrough infections, you know, it was found out that almost 250 something of them were from the people who were vaccinated, and it was 13 times less than the people who had natural immunity. So it showed that natural immunity was 14 times more potent than what you call artificial immunity. So many of our ancient cultures that we have actually, our ancient tradition that we have actually neglected because we think that we have advanced scientifically from the simple giving of breast milk and from the simple giving a good word, from the simple of drinking a little sour soap leaf tea or a little vervine tea or a little guinea hen leaf tea or just drinking some Irish moss or just drinking, you know, from some fresh coconut water or just a glass of water or just having a proper laugh or even just saying a prayer. Many of these traditions, these rituals that we actually learned from ancient times with our great, 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 great grandmothers, even coming from the shores of Africa, coming right into the Caribbean, all these things, they had a very specific purpose, and this was to actually build up our natural defense system to actually be able to tolerate any type of invasion when it comes through natural or artificial means. So we'll go through the whole histology of it, what is immunization, what is immunity, you know, what is the immune system, the different cells of the immune system, B cell immunity, T cell immunity, how long does it last, what's an antibody, you know, so at least people could actually have that full understanding of what are the simple A, B, and C's and the 1, 2, and 3's that they could actually do to actually safeguard themselves. Because for true, beloved, if you smile a lot, you know, it'll be more difficult for you to catch the flu than if you complain and whine all the time. So as simple as that might seem, you know, this might be something that could actually save your life. So natural immunity, as we say, it's really relevant in these times that we are living right now, especially for the people who might not want to actually get jabbed, or even the people who have gotten jabbed and still want to actually take some natural steps to fortify the immune system. So we are looking forward for all the participants that will be there, especially knowing that immunity and strong immune system, because plenty of the people, as we just saw in this pandemic, I mean, the people that are dying are the people with underlying conditions. So up to 80% of the people that die are people with diabetes, high blood pressure, coronary artery disease, asthma, COPD, you know, any of the non-communicable diseases that people are suffering from. These are the people who have a more suppressed immune system. These are the people who actually succumb to what you refer to as the COVID-19 disease. So it is very important in this time that we learn and we find out what are the simple things that we can do to help to boost up our immune system naturally, and what are the things that we could avoid also to prevent our immune system to definitely be suppressed. Just like taking a teaspoon of people believe that vinegar is actually very good, right? But it's better you squeeze a little lemon in a glass of water than to drink, or a seeded lime, or what they call a key lime, than to drink vinegar, which might actually destroy both your red blood cells and also immobilize your white blood cells. So this simple little information, as simple as it is, that's what we'll be offering. So we're looking forward for the people down there in St. Martin. I know it's a while I've been in St. Martin, you know, as a result of, you know, how it is with the whole COVID-19 stuff. And also our people from the Caribbean region, looking forward to be able to sit with you and actually expound on the whole realms of the immune system, that you could get that solid understanding of it, as they've made science a mystery for us. It's not mysterious, it's very simple, you know. So when you could actually understand that and you have a shift in perception, definitely you would have a stronger natural immune system. Blessed.
Wow, powerful. Blessed also to you, Honorable Priest Kalash. And of course, as this show is live and the reactions are coming in, positive reactions, including one of my committed listeners over in South Africa who's listening right now. Good evening, and thank you for also tuning in, Wendy, over in South Africa. I know you're quite a few hours ahead, but we thank you for sending in your comments stating that this is a great talk and looking forward to the Lifestyle Medicine Summit on the 27th of October to the 31st. And ladies and gentlemen, you can do just as Wendy over in South Africa, who's listening live, and those here on St. Martin and around the world, by going onto my Facebook right now and registering for this free summit. If you don't have Facebook, you can go onto victoriouslivingfoundation.com, go onto the help page, and there you can register. And this is going to be amazing on the 31st. We're talking about the 31st of October. That's the Caribbean stage, where you're going to hear speakers such as you heard a while ago, the Honorable Priest Kalash, who's live from out of St. Lucia, and Dr. Arlene Rose from out of Jamaica. On the 29th of October, you hear from Dr. Nicole Ernemay Francis Cotton, who's in the studio here with me. And coming back to Sunday, October 31st at 3 p.m. or 2:30 p.m., we kick off the stage, which is going to be Making the Caribbean the Health Destination of the World. And that's going to be a very powerful discussion as we kick that off, the Caribbean stage of the Lifestyle Medicine Summit. And at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, you're going to hear from Dr. Emiko Bird-Lake from the St. Martin Medical Center, who's a cardiologist, and she's going to be focusing on living a heart-healthy lifestyle. 3:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, you'll hear from Billy Sterling Lewis, straight out of Tobago, who's a counseling psychologist, certified life coach, author, and founder of Impact Counseling Consultancy. She's going to be focusing on addressing addressing negative rumination about mental health stigma, discrimination and shame. And then the Honorable Prisca Lash live at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard on natural immunity, and at 4:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, which will be 3:30 p.m. Jamaica time, you're going to hear from Dr. Arlene Rose, medical doctor, dermatologist, author, motivational speaker, and she's going to focus on untold secrets of the human body. I can't wait. I want to go sleep now, but if I go to sleep now, you can't have a live show. So I'm going to stay awake, do my best to stay with you up until the end of the show, and stay awake until that time. No, but I will need to sleep, actually, because if I don't sleep, then I will be too tired to be there for the 27th of October. Well, there you go. So you know what you've got to do and register, as we're coming to the end of this powerful conversation here on Love and Inspiration. Dr. Nicole Enemy Francis Cotton, any closing remarks to the listeners out there? And then Dr. Rose, your closing remarks, and the Honorable Prisca Lash, your closing remarks. Over to you, Dr. Erna Mae Francis Cotton.
Yes, indeed. I just want to encourage everyone that is listening to us and those who will listen to the rebroadcast to register. Why? We have over 50 specialists from around the world talking. I mean, you've just heard a tip of the iceberg from these giants that you listened to today. But in addition to that, we have talks on Alzheimer's, dementia, and brain health. And this is from a board-certified neurologist and five-time New York Times best-selling author of Green Brain and Drop Acid. You're going to be hearing, I mean, regarding cancer and helping to boost your immune system in that way, mastering the three neuroemotional states of the brain for high performance, the emotion body roller coaster, fibromyalgia, chronic pain, emotions and limiting beliefs, how food choices determine your health, returning to a better way. And I'm just going to also mention autoimmune disease, inflammatory bowel disease, diabetes, heart disease, and more, how to deal and address with these things. So you're in for a great treat. And I must mention again, it is free. There's an opportunity for you to upgrade and own the entire summit. But if you cannot, it is completely free for you to be a part of it, and it is live. So don't miss it. It's an awesome opportunity. I invite you to go to www.victoriouslivingfoundation.com and go to our health page, and you'll have access to this great information. And even before that event on this Saturday coming up, as a foundation, as part of our wellness series, we're also going to be doing a session on how to cope with death, grief, and loss. Because I know that there's so many people who have lost loved ones over these past months. And so it's an opportunity, if you're grieving as well, for you to be a part of it. And you can ask additional questions about the upcoming summit. So thank you, Mr. Cotton. And I want to thank especially the guests who will be part of the Caribbean stage, Dr. Rose, Honorable Prisca Lash, Dr. Emiko Bird, as well as Billy Sterling Lewis, because it came together very quickly. And I just said, you know what, we need to have this done. And I reached out to these very special people, and they all said yes. And so I'm very grateful to each of you for being a part of our Caribbean stage of the Lifestyle Medicine Summit.
Thank you, Dr. Erna Mae Francis Cotton. We really do appreciate your closing words, and it's going to be awesome. Dr. Arlene Rose in Jamaica, your closing statements, and then the Honorable Prisca Lash in St. Lucia.
Okay, well, I am looking forward to sharing what I have to share. I've shared some aspects of it with other groups before, and their eyes were blown open. And so I'm looking forward to sharing this in a lifestyle medicine forum, because this, what I'm going to be sharing, is not often talked about, not often talked about. And so I want to thank Dr. Nicole for inviting me, and I'm looking forward to the date.
Thank you so much.
It's going to be an honor to speak alongside Prisca Lash as well. And thank you for having me on the station today. Thank you.
You're more than welcome, Dr. Arlene Rose, and we look forward to hearing your talk on the 31st of October at 4:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and that will be 3:30 p.m. Jamaica Time. Honorable Priest Galash, closing words from your end there in beautiful St. Lucia.
Well, my Lord, give thanks again for life and a mighty life giver. You know, he does not have really final words, no closing words, because as the good book says, world without end, you know. So it's continuity, you know, generational wealth. You know, how is it that we can pass on that information into our seeds and the seeds of our seeds and the seeds of the seeds of our seeds, because it is so important that we actually are able to save our children, you know. And the key aspect is that if it is that the parent, as we'd say, is parent, P-A-Y-R-E-N-T, they only know how to parent, and they don't even know the basics of how it is that they're supposed to really care for a child. So the core priorities of parents would be probably send the child to school and then go to church, and then the child eats whatever the child wants to eat, and the child thinks whatever they want to think, and the child plays whatever game that they want to play. And which are the most significant aspect is how to teach this child to actually keep life in their flesh. As you see, we are in a time whereby people with PhDs, you know, they die from prostate cancer at the age of 35. You know, so they know so much about the topic, but they don't know about themselves. So this, our presentation is going to be about self-love. And the foundation of self-love is basically self-knowledge, to know yourself. So to be able to give yourself that love that you have to give yourself, you have to know who you are. So we're going to focus primarily on what you call natural immunity, the immune system. How is it that it is designed within the physical structure by the master architect, and how it is that it was created to help to preserve us and to give us, you know, even life forevermore. Give thanks again, Honorable, for having me. Give thanks, Honorable Dr. Cotton. Give thanks, Dr. Arlene Rose. And give thanks, Mr. Cotton, for having me. And I pray that the Creator, born protecting the I and them, and, you know, and blessing the I and them abundantly, you know, and giving the I and them, you know, a long life, you know, even life forevermore. Do have a blessed evening. And all love and prosperity to my beautiful people of St. Martin and St. Martin, French St. Martin and Dutch St. Martin. And I know that I have not seen you all in a while, but you are definitely in my heart of love. Blessed.
Blessed to you, Honorable. Thank you for being on the show. It's a pleasure to have you, Dr. Rose, on the show, and also Dr. Nicole Ernemay Francis Cotton from St. Martin Victoria's Lymph Foundation. And ladies and gentlemen, it's the Lifestyle Medicine Summit coming up on the 27th of October to the 31st. 50 of the world's top experts in treating root cause.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Stat, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcasts. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.